This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, January 10th, here at Gillette Stadium. In the last roster report before the Patriots will kick off the postseason tomorrow night, right here at rainy, soggy Gillette Stadium. It is raining already, and it is predicted to be raining quite heavily tomorrow night during the game. A little bit warmer in terms of temperatures, but a lot of rain. People already drawing comparisons to the season finale against Buffalo that, and quite frankly, saw the most rain that I can remember here in a game at Gillette Stadium, certainly since the field turf was installed. But we will get to the roster information first. I have some injury information to report, and I also have some roster moves from earlier in the week, the biggest of which was the decision by the Patriots to place linebacker Brandon Spikes on injury reserve. They did that on Monday. And it's unfortunate because he is really the last real run stuffer that the Patriots had left. They had lost Tommy Kelly and Vince Wilfork, obviously, earlier in the season. Gerard Mayo's been out. So Spikes was sort of the last guy standing there, and he's been dealing with a knee injury for most of the season that he played through. He was able to play in all 16 games with 134 tackles, but he will not be part of the Patriots operation during the postseason. And that is going to put a little stress, I think, on a couple of guys. Dont'a Hightower will be one. I think you'll see some more of Dane Fletcher, who is normally a special teams player. Jamie Collins, I think his role will probably stay the same as it has been. He's been a starter and, you know, really a regular contributor now for the last month and a half. But I think you might see a little bit more out of Fletcher, although maybe not as much in this game because the Colts are not really much of a run defense, a run-oriented offense. So I think you'll see some sub-packages. So if you see Fletcher in those, that really won't be all that different. But the base defense, I would think, might be something the Patriots are going to have to look at moving forward, especially if they face a team like San Diego in the AFC Championship game. The Chargers have been trying to run the ball. But in order to fill that spot left by Spikes' absence, the Patriots promoted a linebacker, Jagarrad Davis, from the practice squad. And he has been basically with that practice squad all season. He was claimed off waivers by the Patriots on August 28th, and he spent most of the season you know, with the practice squad since September 1st. So Jagarrad Davis, 23-year-old, very little professional experience. He is going to be probably a special teams candidate if he's active in the game. I would think that the depth at linebacker would make him probably a candidate to see some time on special teams. We'll see how that unfolds. To fill that spot on the practice squad, the Patriots brought in another wide receiver named Reggie Dunn, who's a 25-year-old, 5'9", 178-pound speedster, who a lot of people say is pretty much the identical clone to T.Y. Hilton, and he spent, I think, the entire week simulating what Hilton does and trying to give Aqib Talib and the rest of those defensive backs a good look. So those are the roster moves. Brandon Spikes out. Jagarrad Davis promoted from the practice squad, and Reggie Dunn added to the practice squad to take his spot. So looking at the injury report, which just came out, fresh, hot off the presses, Aaron Dobson, as probably we all expected, he has not been able to practice in the last six practices dating back to the bye week. Last week, he did not practice in any of the workouts. This week as well, he was declared out. Alphonso Dennard and Kembrell Tompkins, who were limited at practice all 3 days, are listed as questionable. Looks like those two guys have a pretty good chance to go here. They've been out there practicing, getting some work in, so looks at least there's a possibility. The rest of the Patriots injury report is all listed as probable. Just running these down really quick. Danny Amendola, Kyle Arrington, Tom Brady, Dane Fletcher, Steve Gregory, Logan Mankins, Devin McCourty, Will Svitek, and Shane Vereen. Brady and Amendola were both full participants in practice all week. The rest of that crew was all limited all week, but all listed as probable. So the good news there, McCourty, who missed the last game with a concussion, He is probable. Logan Mankins, who had to leave the last game prematurely with an ankle injury, he's also probable. So it looks like all of those guys are going to be able to go. Just real quickly on the Colts side, Darius Haywood-Bey is out with a hamstring problem. That was the reason why they signed Deion Branch. They needed some depth at wide receiver. For the Colts, though, good news for them. Arbrelo Franklin was a full participant on Thursday and Friday after missing Wednesday's practice, but what was termed rest, Kevin. Don't we all need rest? As the producer, Kevin Collins, giving me the nod. He rested on Wednesday, but he is probable in the game. Leron Landry, a little bit more important, dealing with a concussion that he suffered against Kansas City. He was a full participant in practice all week. He is also listed as probable. That's one to keep an eye on, though. That secondary has really been hit hard by injuries for Indianapolis. If he has to leave the game, that could really leave that their coverage very, very thin. Something to keep an eye on. But this game, as I mentioned off the top, weather it looks like is going to be a factor. Some of the weather reports have the temperatures at game time as high as the 50s. But a lot of rain expected here on Saturday night, and we're already seeing some of that now. I don't know if we can have another game with as much water on the field as we did against Buffalo, but certainly that impacted Tom Brady in the passing game. I have to think Andrew Luck is going to struggle in a weather game like that. He has never, ever played, to my knowledge, in a really bad weather game. He's been fine outdoors, but he hasn't really seen outdoors in a monsoon in January. So this is something I think that is a huge, huge edge for the New England Patriots heading into this game. Patriots a little bit more than a touchdown favorite, Kevin Collins. At this time next week, we're either going to be talking about an AFC title game or we're going to be breaking down the roster as the start of the offseason. That's how quick it can just end. One and done in this NFL postseason.
It's beautiful, isn't it, Paul?
It is. It's close. I can taste it. But before we get to any of that, I am really looking forward to this game tomorrow night for the whole Andrew Luck against Tom Brady factor. Again, I hope the weather holds off a little bit, but it does not look like it will. It looks like rain is going to be a huge issue. We will not have Aaron Dobson. The Colts will not have Darius Haywood-Bey. Other than that, it looks like the rest of these guys are going to give it a go. And it's not going to be about the guys who don't play, Kevin. It's going to be about the guys who do play. Very profound statement right there. And I just want to make a special thank you to Andy Hart for standing me up yet again and making me do a roster report by myself.
What a douche.
It seems like I have to do this like two or three times a month now, you know, because we have to get his marathon training in. But anyway, I look forward to talking to you all once again tomorrow. Don't forget, Saturday, not Sunday, Saturday night, 6 o'clock. Right here on Patriots.com, the Facebook page, Dunkin' Donuts, Patriots pregame social. Andy will be there for that, as will Mark the Beetle Bertrand, and Kevin will be here, and we'll kick off the postseason. We'll talk to you then.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.